Right. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Let's start here. All right. All right. Well, good evening, everyone. I know you know we're unconventional, and just want to welcome you guys. And had a little switch up today as I learned about where we were going, but nonetheless, I think that, as always, God is always up to just different for us, and it's okay. I think we have to embrace that, get out of what we have been accustomed to in many ways, shapes, and form, and really just move with Him and His Spirit and trust Him. Because He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Amen. And so I'm going to make sure everybody mute your line. Amen. I'm going to give a couple of minutes, as people flow on in, and we'll go from there. And we'll open up with hear prayer. I was trying to hear, see if I can. Amen. It's going to be a topic tonight, one that I've been talking about. So, well, let's bring it on tonight. So I'm excited about it. But you can take this moment, send this out to friends, family members. All you got to do is take the message. I will put in the message what I just put and been sending out. And you can take it and just copy and paste it. I put it in the group me for those that's in there. You can send it to your friends and family. I'll give a few more moments here as we get prepared. I do ask that you have your Bibles. If you do have noise, please mute your line. If you want to have your line unmuted because you have any questions or anything, that's fine. If you want to come forward or anything like that, remember, I am one that is in the belief system that there people come to learn, and I know we have set time and say this Sunday is for this and Bible study is for that. But really, if you actually studied the true way of fellowship, it was always a group sharing scriptures and learning. It was never just meant to be preached to or just have this systematic thing that we have set up called church the way that we have done it traditionally. And so I'm okay with you coming forward if you have any questions tonight that you may want to ask, and you find a time to intercept in that time. If you want to hold it till the end, that's perfectly fine as well. But we're going to go forward here in just a few moments. But again, please share with everyone that you have, and I welcome you tonight. As I said, we had planned to launch, and then I had learned later earlier this week that the place where we were launching, that the person no longer had the place. And so I said, Lord, we're trying here, but God is faithful, and He's going to do it no matter what. I believe He's showing us that it's not a building that makes it up. He's going to show us just how the church is. And I was sharing with Bishop Miguel, and was sharing with him about how I just really feel the need to return to the community. And that's where the work is and always will be. So we can meet together and give word and whatnot, but the community needs us. You know, there are people that's hungry. There are our seniors and our orphans and those that need to be taken care of. And I do believe that we have always had that call from the duration of my time, maybe before you even met me, but that was something that the Lord had put on my heart at that time. I don't know if we are able to, Minister Cindy, have you heard from Minister Ingrid? If not, that's fine. I've sent out a mess. I'm just asking to just open up with a song, so it's not a big
maybe
deal.
Maybe I need to go and remind her and then come right back.
Yeah, I sent the text, but I didn't see she read it, but you can do that, yes.
Okay. Let me see. I'll be right back.
But if not, that's fine. But make sure you have your Bibles, you guys, nonetheless, because we're going to go into this title, get your notebook, and write. I do ask for that because what I'm noticing is no matter where we meet or how we do it, that I don't think we're retaining information, and it's up to us to do that. Like, I think we get in we get too busy. I myself, and I want us to hear this. This is why I recorded the call tonight. I want us to hear this, and I hope people are actually listening to me. So please listen to what I'm saying tonight, and take what I'm saying in. It's very imperative that we do not become part of what is happening in society, where everyone is being diagnosed with something, ADHD, ADD. We're not paying attention. We're not absorbing information. And because technology is really taking over so much, till we don't even realize that we're not hearing, we're not taking in word, we're not listening, and then we'll go right, get off of this call, go right to our phones and absorb everything around us, but don't hear what's here. So please, please do that as respect and honor and reverence to the Most High and to me, that you're able to stop and listen, learn, ask questions. Amen. And don't just, you know, just, oh, I'm there, I'm on the line. Please, you know, I've been watching and observing and seeing where we have become as a people, just so caught up in so many things. And, you know, I've had to slow my spirit down, slow myself down. I wouldn't say my spirit, but to slow me down as a person to say, you know, let's take in what's around us. You know, we're never going to be able to be too busy for God and too busy for the things that we have. Amen. So I'm excited about what He's going to do tonight. Amen. I'm just waiting a little bit to see if we can get Minister Ingrid. If not, we'll move forward from there and do and open up. I don't know if we have anything. Prophet Alex, are you on the line? I'm trying to see if my cousin up here. He's not okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get a pin. Give me a second. All right. Give me a second.
Apostle, I tried to call her and got her voicemail, and I also texted her.
Okay, so that's fine. So again, I ask, is Prophet Alex on the line? And if you're able to come forward, if you're on the line, I don't know if you are or not. But if not, that's fine. Amen. I tell you, Minister Cindy, please open us up in prayer. Thank you.
Father, we just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. Lord, we just thank you for this time together. Lord, touch our hearts, prepare our hearts for your word. And Lord, we just thank you for sowing, and we thank you for helping us grow. And we just give you glory, Lord. Now, if we have offended you in any way, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins that we know about and ones we don't know about. And we just thank you for all that you're doing and for changing and rearranging our lives to your good pleasure. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to get started. I'm going to make sure you have your Bibles, take your notes. This is going to be recorded, so I don't have any notes to give you, but this is going to be recorded so you can go back and listen later on. So I'm going to try to move as I can, you know, and you take in what you can. The title for tonight is Return to Me, the Ancient Call for a Modern People. Amen. Return to me, talking about God, the ancient call for a modern people. Amen. As I said, from the duration of time, repentance has been what God has required. And I've been talking a little bit of people here and there. And I think when we hear repentance, that we often just think it's as simple as us saying, Lord, forgive me. You know, Lord, you know, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. And we do not realize that repentance is more than just us saying, Lord, forgive me. It is a turn. It is something in us that has to turn. It's something in us that do not want to be where we were or was at. And so I want us to take tonight and build a foundation centered around repentance, because what I believe and what I see and what I know has been in my spirit is that we are a mighty people. The people of God are a mighty people that are called by his name, that has power and authority in his name. But if we don't understand that there is a purity, there's a holiness, there's a righteousness that he does require of us. Amen. And in order for us to get there, it is something that is simple, but it's something that we often do not take the word at it for that purpose. So remember, the title for the night is Return to Me, the Ancient Call for a Modern People. So we're going to go here. We're going to start in Joel chapter 2, and I'm going to read it, and you can write in there. Like I said, take the notes. The first point here is the call from the days of the prophet. Joel had an urgency. This is Joel chapter 2, verse 2 through 13. Joel chapter 2, verse 12 through 13, and it reads, "Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. He relents from sending calamity." That's powerful. It says, don't tear your clothes, rent, or other words, rend your heart. Separate, circumcise your heart. Don't worry about your clothes, the earthling thing. Instead, it's your heart. And here he said, I want you to come to me. Y'all hear this? The first thing is the call from the days of the prophet. There was a call to return unto God. Joel prophesied during a time of national crisis. Y'all hear me? A locust plague that devastated the land. The locusts were not just a natural disaster, but a prophetic picture of God's judgment because the people had drifted into disobedience. In Hebrew thought, repentance to silver literally means to turn back. Joel's message was that outward shows of religion weren't enough. God wanted hearts changed. Let's bring it home today. We may not be facing locusts devouring up our crops, but we are facing a moral decay. We are facing spiritual apathy and culture compromise. The call is the same. God is not asking for a performance, but for transformation. Hallelujah. And so if I could say in this point before we move to the second point, check your heart in that posture right now. Because every point I'm going to go, I want you to check your posture. Because remember I said in the beginning, please hear me by the Spirit of God. Don't get distracted. Go into the bathroom, outside in your car, whatever you need to do. I want you to be able to get this word. Hallelujah. And I'll say this, hallelujah, take this posture in this moment. I want you to ask yourself, am I in a posture in my heart in a place right now? Let's just take it. We're going to take each moment. Father, just take our hearts and see it. See our hearts for where it is. And Father, if there's anything that's in us that our heart posture is not turned to you, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Let our heart posture be turned unto you in Jesus' name. Let's move on to point number two, the voice in the wilderness. This is Isaiah's invitation, the voice in the wilderness. Point two, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Come on, y'all. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, to our God, for he will freely pardon. Hallelujah.
Isaiah was speaking to a people who were about to face exile for their disobedience. Here go disobedience. This was a final opportunity to avoid the collapse of their society. God's mercy was extended, but the window was not indefinite. We live as though there will always be another chance. Come on, y'all. How many of y'all live? Amen. We live as if we know tomorrow going to be ours. We live as if we are 100% sure that we're going to have another chance. Isaiah's urgency is a warning. The opportunity to turn to God is not endless. My God. There is a season. Jesus, to repent, and the season is now. Y'all got to understand, we quote Ecclesiastes chapter 3 about there being a time for everything, but I don't think we realize that just because there's a season, that there's a season of repentance, hallelujah, does not mean it's always going to rest on us. Amen. So when the prophets start calling for repentance, you guys, we got to start moving in that direction because it's a season. They're not just telling you to repent because they want you in sin. They're not telling you repent because you may be in an error, but it's a call because God has opened up a window for repentance. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just take this time and this window and this season that you have given us of repentance, and, Father, we ask, hallelujah, that you will show us what we need to repent from, that you will show us what we need to return from, God, and get away from the thing that holds us, the thing that captivates us, the thing that keeps us bound and will not loose us. Father, show us so we can turn from that, and we thank you. Point number three, returning as a nation. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Y'all already know this. Returning as a nation. 2 Chronicles 7, 14 says, what? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What did he say? He said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This was God's word to Solomon at the dedication of the temple. It was a covenant promise. National healing comes through the humility and repentance of God's people, not through political maneuvering or human solutions. Come on, somebody. This ain't going to be done by politics. This is not going to be done by man's hand. Y'all talk to me. This was something that God said he would do if his people was to take up a posture of repentance. Let's bring it home. Healing in our communities won't come simply from laws, policies, or elections. It comes when God's people, the church, repent, humble themselves, and live according to his word. My God, today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to number four, letting go of idols. Now, this is something that we're going to have to really realize that a lot of us, all of us in some form have some idol, whether it's your phone, come on somebody, hallelujah, whether it's things that you do, they become idols. We don't realize it's idols until, amen, it's too late because we think it's just something simple, amen, and God reveals it to us often, amen. So Ezekiel's confrontation, amen, Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 6 says, therefore say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says, repent! Turn from your idols and renounce all your detestable practices. My God, today, I'm going to read that one more time. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 6. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Repent, turn from your idols and renounce all your detestable practices. Hallelujah. Historical background, Ezekiel spoke to a people in exile. They were physically away from the temple, but God revealed their deeper captivity, idols in their hearts. Y'all, come on. Hallelujah. And if you understanding from the Hebrew context of an idol wasn't just a carved image, it was anything that took the place of God in devotion and trust. Hallelujah. How many of you have replaced your devotion and your time with God with doing everything that lines up with you? You wake up in the morning, there's no thank you, Jesus. There's no hallelujah. There's no prayer. There's no devotion. There's no meditation. You're not in a place of worship. You're not in a place of thanksgiving. You're not asking God to direct your path. Hallelujah. That becomes when you are moving with idleness. Amen. Not idle as in standing still, literally an idol, I-D-O-L. Hallelujah. Our idols may be more polished. I'm going to give y'all some examples. Today, your idol may be career success, relationships, money, even religious reputation. But they still keep us from the fullness of God. Repentance means throwing them down. My God. Hallelujah. You have to throw down what is taking the place of your devotion with God. That doesn't mean he don't want you to have success. That doesn't mean he don't want you to have money. That doesn't mean he don't want you to have relationships. But he does not want anything that's going to replace the time and intimacy that you have with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to move on to the blessings of obedience. Glory to God. The blessings, point five, the blessings of obedience. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 through 20. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death. Y'all come on. Blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to read that again. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give you to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Moses gave this charge before Israel entered the promised land. It was a reminder that their survival and success depended entirely on obedience to God's word. Hallelujah. Who we too stand at the crossroad. Will we choose life and obedience, or will we keep walking in distractions and self-reliance? Our future depends on our choice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at here. Repentance is not optional. It is urgent. Y'all, come on. Repentance is not optional. It is urgent. The window of mercy is open, but not forever. Hallelujah. Number two, it must be heartfelt, not just outward. Hallelujah. God wants transformation, not performance. National healing begins with God's people humbling themselves. Change start in the church. Hallelujah. In the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must identify and destroy idols. Anything that takes God's place must go. Hallelujah. And obedience is life. Our destiny depends on hearing, trusting, and following God's voice. We are living in a moment like Israel before the exile, a season of warning. We have grown distracted, enamored with world, and numb to sin, but God is still speaking. He's saying, return to me. This is not about feeling sorry for a moment. It is about realignment. It's about humbling ourselves, throwing down our idols, and walking in obedience. It's about turning away from our distractions so we can step into the next place God has for us. The same God who forgave Nineveh, who restored Israel, who poured out his spirit on the remnant, will do the same for us. But it begins with repentance. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you tonight. Hallelujah, that if there's nothing else we got, hallelujah, that, Father, we have to return to you. Hallelujah, we have to return to you. Hallelujah, this is an ancient call because from the beginning of time, hallelujah, you told us to repent. And, God, we may be living in the 21st century, but, God, your word has not changed. Father, I pray, hallelujah, glory to God, that we can walk in that place right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do something. Y'all don't have to worry about being embarrassed. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, if that's you, hallelujah, and you saying all you got to do is just come forward and say, that's me. Hallelujah. If you know that you got to turn, hallelujah, amen, and you know, because I believe everybody up here, hallelujah, you've had an encounter with God, you know him, and if not, there's someone up here that don't know Jesus, in the pardon of your sins, come forward, amen. But this right now is for those that know him. If you know him and you know that you saying, God, I haven't done what I needed to do, God, I'm not walking where I need to walk, God, I can do better, God, I want to leave my idols, Father, I want to trust you, I want to obey you, God, I don't want to live this way, Father, I don't want to be going around thinking I got it together. If that's you, hallelujah, whatever category you fit in, hallelujah, repentance is here tonight. God, for all of us, glory to God, for all of us, if that's you, hallelujah, glory to God, with the witness of your voice, hallelujah, just say, that's me, and we're going to pray, glory to God, hallelujah, we have prophets on the line tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, if that's you, glory to God, I don't have the line muted, glory to God, hallelujah, don't be ashamed, just come forward, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you,
that's me.
We thank you. We call them our Santa. It's me. Mama, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We touch and agree. Glory to God. Because in the spirit, there's something he wants us to do. Hallelujah. This word, hallelujah, sits heavy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It came to me all week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even for me. Hallelujah. I started, glory to God. Hallelujah. Turning, having to turn around. Hallelujah. Say, God, just show me the way. Hallelujah, what I need to do. Amen. Glory, I was talking to someone earlier today, even about our bodies, our physical body. God, help us to exercise. Help us to eat right. Come on, y'all. Amen. These are some things, amen, that we're not even taking care of this temple. Hallelujah. God wants us to take care of our temple. Hallelujah. He wants to take care of our body. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to love like you love. Help us, God. Help us to forgive. God, remove those bitterness and anger, God. Anything that's in our heart that shouldn't be, God. Take it out, God. And strengthen us, oh God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Hallelujah, God. We don't want to be in that place no more. Hallelujah. We want to be free. Glory to God. We want to be free. Hallelujah. We want to be free because he's a God that is able to do exceedingly, hallelujah, abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do this if the man of God don't mind, Prophet Alex, amen, to come forth. Glory to God. Anything on your heart, hallelujah, even if you have some words for people, amen, we just going to flow by the Spirit of God, and that's what's just on my spirit right now, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Bless your name, Jesus. We say
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a word. What a word tonight. Apostle, thank you for that. I was just sitting in deep devotion and prayer and taking into what you were saying that, you know, we have got to understand where we are right now, and we have to understand that God is calling us back to that place where he is the supreme thing in person that we need to reach to. We can no longer depend on the things of this world. We cannot depend on family members. We can't depend on things that we're trying to hold on to. But he is calling us back to that place where we can depend solely on him. And so I thank you for that word tonight. And whoever is on tonight, be encouraged that, you know, he's waiting for you to fully give yourself to him and devote yourself daily to him. The word of God tells us that you need to take up your cross and deny yourself. That's the key. Yourself wants what it wants. Your flesh wants what it wants when it wants. But you have got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. And that's when you can truly see the change in your life. So I just want to encourage the ones who are on tonight that to go in prayer and ask God, whatever it is that you are holding on to, whatever it is that is keeping you from seeing God for who he is and seeing God for what, not only what he can do for you, but what he can do to sustain you in this time of trouble that we're facing as the body of Christ. So that's what I'll leave with y'all today, is remember that God is a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of forgiveness. But he's also calling. He is calling out, saying it's not over yet. But he is not going to be replaced. He is not going to be second to no one. He needs to be first. And so remember that as you go forth, people of God. God bless.
Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He's not second to no one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, hallelujah, I'm going to, if there's any other, amen, ministers, prophets, or those that would like to come forth, if you have something in your spirit to share, amen, before I open it up to prayer requests and testimonies, amen, because I want to be able to pray and cover those that's here on the line. So I just want to, you know, acknowledge those that are on, that you may have something in your spirit to share, to please come and come forward quickly, amen, so we can move forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, as I said, the line, I do not have it muted. Amen. So it's unmuted. So if you have yourself muted, you can unmute it. But we're just going to open up this time. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, amen, all those in between, amen, to come forward, amen, and share. Glory to God as we go forward today. I just bless God, amen, first for those that could join in, amen, at this moment, and thank God for you being here and joining in, amen, having tech issues, amen, going on, amen, but we're going to get back. The Lord has definitely been dealing with me and my spirit about prayer and getting back, so we are going to do it, so just bear with us with that, so just stay connected to the group me. So at this time, you guys, if anybody wants to come forward, amen, prayer requests, praise report, testimonies, amen. I know here in Florida, school is going back tomorrow. Amen. So, you know, we definitely want to lift up the students, the parents, the teachers, you know, the administrators and staff as they prepare for this school year here. Amen. So if there's anybody else.
I have all of the above. This is Minister Ingrid, and I have, first I have a testimony, praise report. I'm just happy to be here because July 4th, I was on my way to do some delivery work, and a car turned right in front of me in mid-traffic. I didn't have time to think about it. I didn't have the time to slam my foot on the brake. And I hit him in the side. The hit was so hard that our car ended up turned in the opposite direction, and his car ended up upside down. He took liability for the accident, but I'm still in, you know, therapy and all kind of stuff because of the accident. But also, God was also shifting some things. He was shifting some priorities because at first when I found out, okay, he has only liability, like there's no real money except for medical bills. And I'm like, okay, God, what was this about? But he's shifting some things. I have a prayer request that from my husband that he would come to the end of himself with his alcohol addiction. And I did say to him today, you know, I pray that you get so sick that that's your last bottle. That God will move supernaturally in that area, in that arena. Also prayer and covering for myself, TJ, James Brown, Selby and Lisa, who are ministering this weekend in Richmond, Virginia. So I ask for prayer and covering for that. And those are the main things that my body would heal. But those are the main things. So like I said in the beginning, I'm really just happy to be here. I also pray for deliverance for my daughter. So, thank you.
Amen. I'm glad to bow. Amen. Good to hear from you. Is there anyone else?
Yeah. Finally moved into my, this is Minister Cindy. I finally moved into my own space. I'm excited about it, but the Lord started dealing with me this morning about the call, the country of Israel, and we know the people we have to deal with, and they're there too, and I'm allowing him to redirect my focus because I've been totally distracted with a lot of different things, the situation with my mother, my brother, my own family, and, you know, sometimes it's easier said, a lot of things are easier said than done, but when you rely on God, if the one person tried to tell me I had unforgiveness, I said, well, I need God to help me with that, only because I've tried to forgive on my own, and it doesn't always work. So, but when you have the power of God, it actually removes everything, and then you have no problem with forgiving again. But with distraction, which is, I had a pastor say one time, if the enemy can distract you, he's got you. And when you're trying to refocus, things do shift. So I just pray that I can, you know, I'll just stay the course, and because I'm excited about a lot of different things, and God's in all of it, and more to come later. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Got it written down. So there be another.
Yes. With the sale for site schools in North Carolina, they'll be going back to school this week. And then Guilford County Schools will be going back within, I think, the week after next. And so be praying for the teachers as well as the Florida teachers and staff and stuff. Pray for the North Carolina teachers and staff and stuff, you know, and covering us and stuff. And we just pray that we are able to get the materials and resources to and supplies in our classrooms and stuff. And just praying for my family and stuff. And I'm, you know, just praying for some things, finances and stuff. So just keep us in prayer.
Amen. Have that. Will there be anyone else? Right. Well, let us pray. Father, we just thank you right now. We just lift you up and magnify your name. We first and foremost just thank you for this day. Father, we glorify you, for you are truly the great I am and the wonderful counselor. Father, I thank you that there is nothing too hard for you, and you have done more than enough for us if you don't do anything else. Father, I thank you, God, for just your word that is true, is living. And Father, I just thank you right now for these prayer requests that have come forward. Father, for Minister Ingrid, and Father, just we first praise you and honor you, God, for just giving her life, health, and strength in this moment. God, even what the enemy meant for evil, God, you will turn it around for good, God. One more chance, amen, hallelujah, how you, God, saved and spared her life. So, Father, we just lift up her husband now. Father, you know what it is that's in his mind and his heart. You know the thing that may keep him, God, bound, amen, to alcohol. But, Father, we know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are able to set the captives free. So, Father, we just thank you that as she comes and connects and stand in proxy for her husband, Father, that we touch and agree in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God, that whom the Son set free, Almighty God, is free indeed. So, Father, we pray for the freedom now, oh God. We pray that you will release him from the chains, oh God, the fetters and the cuffs that hold him and keep him, God, from being able to go forward in you. And, Father, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. And Father, we lift up right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift up the opportunity that she has as she's going forward in Richmond, Virginia with TJ and the crew and James and all those, God, that minister in song and in worship and praise. Father, that you will anoint them for such a time as this, God. Let it be an atmosphere that is so conducive for your anointing that yokes are destroyed, oh God, and curses are broken, and that the captives are set free in that place. Father, and that you will get the glory out of it, God. Hallelujah. And that through this, God, a word will be spoken in season. Glory to God for the woman of God. And Father, continue to heal her body and deliver her daughter, God. Set her free, God. Allow her, God, to know that you love her, God, that you will never leave her nor forsake her. You will be with her even until the end. Father, cover her. Cover her now. Wherever she is, you are the God that can see. You're the omnipresent God. And Father, we thank you for it right now. Father, we lift up right now Minister Cindy. Hallelujah. Remove the distractions. Father, whatever is in her way, move it in the name of Jesus. And as God, she says with unforgiveness, Father, whatever's in her heart, God, you are able to minister to her heart, God. So God, speak to her even tonight, oh God. Minister, God, to those broken places, wounded places, frustrated places, places of anxiety and stress, God. Whatever it is that's in the way that is, God, saying, God, oh, I can't let that go. I can't forgive. I can't let it go. Father, just stand in the gap for her, God. Just stand right there, and God, let her know, God, that she can let go. Hallelujah. And let you do what you can do in and through her life. And Father, I just lift up right now, Minister Annette, God, I lift up to you, God. Hallelujah, as we pray right now for the schools as they prepare in North Carolina. And Father, that you will continue to touch her as being an educator, and God, the administrators and staff, oh God, that you continue to touch the students, that they will be learning what they need to learn this season. And God, we know that oftentimes, Father, that the educators are the ones responsible for resourcing their classrooms, oh God. But Father, I pray that
she will have no need. Hallelujah, that you will meet every need, God. You will supply every pencil. Hallelujah, you will supply every notebook, every pen, God, every whatever it is that she has need of. Oh, God, that you will meet those needs. And, Father, I pray for our family. I pray for the finances. Father, those things, God, hallelujah, that is sitting over and around her, God, as she's saying, God, I got to balance it. I have to juggle it, God. I need to do it. What you want me to do? But, Father, you just give direction. God, you will give direction. You will bring clarity to every situation in her life. And Father, I thank you for it now. And Father, we lift up, as Florida goes back tomorrow morning, Father, I lift up the parents, the students, God, once again, the teachers and the principals, administrators and staff, Father, that this will be a year of excellence and acceleration. And Father, that there'll be nothing, God, to stop them from excelling in you. And Father, let them not be distracted. This is for all schools, all students. Let them not be distracted by the wiles of the enemy. Protect our children, oh God. Protect them from the snares of the enemy. Let their mind be made up. And Father, send witnesses, oh God, to them. God, even in the school system, send witnesses to them, God. Send those, God, even through other students, God, that will be on fire for you, God, and they'll minister to these other students, God. They'll speak life to them. And God, they will know that you are their God and that you love them. So Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for tonight once again. We give you honor. I thank you, God, for Prophet Alex, and I ask that you continue, oh God, to strengthen him and his life, oh God, and do what you have done for him and continue to bless him and do exceedingly and abundantly. Glory to God. And Minister Ingrid, I had called you early to give us a little song if you got it in your spirit as we thank you, Lord. Was angry? You still here?
Yeah, and I'm singing. Is I God? I was muted. Sorry. I'm here. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. One last time. How great are you, God? Sing with me, how great are you, God? And all will sing, how great are you, God. Amen. Struggling a little bit with my voice today, but it's okay.
Amen. Amen. He's the name above all names.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So y'all be blessed tonight. Amen. Remember the recording. I'll get it out. We did get it recorded. Let me do that now.